From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's legislative session wrapped up after 1 o'clock, very early this morning. And as Scott Rodd from our partners at Capital Public Radio News reports, it was truly one for the ages.
The end of any legislative session in California is going to be hectic. But this year, the chaos was on steroids. Lawmakers had a mountain of bills to get through since the coronavirus pandemic sidelined the legislature several times during the year. Things were further complicated in the Senate by a Republican caucus that had to vote remotely through video conference after one of its members recently tested positive for COVID-19. That meant clunky, time-consuming glitches and the occasional hot mic, like this slip-up from Senator Melissa Melendez.
This is bullshit.
I have to agree with my colleagues.
As the midnight deadline neared in the assembly, the chamber gave way to speed reading.
I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow authors to take up the following bills today without reference to file with the purpose of concurrence of Senate amendments, AB 1685.
There was even a photo finish. Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove contested the passage of a bill after the vote came down to the wire.
After 11:59, it took 1 minute and 17 seconds to go through the roll call vote. This vote did not pass prior to midnight, according to the Constitution.
Amid all the frenzy, lawmakers did pass some notable legislation. One bill, already signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, pauses evictions through January for tenants who missed rent payments due to coronavirus. Other legislation died without getting a vote, simply because time ran out. Most notably, a bill that would have stripped law enforcement officers of their badges for committing certain crimes or being fired for misconduct. It was a marquee proposal from police reform activists. Scott Rodd, Cap Radio News.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law that temporarily bans evictions for people who have not paid their rent because of the coronavirus. The law does not forgive the missed payments. Landlords can ask a judge to order the tenant to pay it back. In April, the Judicial Council of California halted most eviction and foreclosure proceedings during the pandemic, but those protections were set to end tomorrow. The pandemic has devastated California's economy, causing millions of people to lose their jobs as the government ordered businesses to close to slow the spread of the disease. Lawmakers have voted to exempt about 24 more professions from a landmark labor law designed to treat more people like employees instead of contractors. Among other things, the legislation approved yesterday would end what critics had said were unworkable limits on services provided by freelance still photographers, photojournalists, freelance writers, editors, and newspaper cartoonists. The bill has certain restrictions to make sure they are not replacing current employees. Lawmakers separately approved giving newspapers one more year before they have to start treating newspaper carriers as employees. The law that took effect this year was primarily aimed at ride-hailing giants Uber and Lyft. And California lawmakers have passed a bill to use the most populous state's market power to lower the cost and increase the availability of prescription drugs for its nearly 40 million residents. The state legislature yesterday approved a measure that would require the state to create partnerships designed to increase competition, lower prices, and reduce shortages for generic prescription drugs. The bill stops short of Governor Newsom's January budget proposal for the state to create its own generic label. Senator Richard Pan cited shortages spurred by the coronavirus pandemic as one rationale for his bill. Are you hungry and bored at home? Well, a San Francisco nightclub will bring the food, booze, and a drag show to you during the coronavirus pandemic. Oasis Nightclub is dispatching drag queens to deliver takeout and socially distant lip-syncing performances to people's doorsteps as part of its Meals on Heels service. With shows on hiatus because of the pandemic, the club's owner says it's a way for drag performers to make some much-needed money and bring a little joy to their fans. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.